Yud Beis Teves, Thursday the 24th of December, Rabbi Shimon Yisrael Posen, Inyone Emuna.
Speaking in a Torah way. Actually, I've never participated. Very difficult. One doesn't know what to say. Worst would be that I won't be asked again. On top of the Aloche and Yoni Aloche, we have Rabbi Yankel who said Aloche already. And Lomdus. Lombus, I'm not sure what the Kodesh Baruch Hu will have out of it. So that's tips of what on this week's Saturday. It's in Yonah de Yoyme. What's in Yonah de Yoyme? We all know that tomorrow is Yom Eideyam, the Gemara called it. It wasn't the past in history, as the reason where Klal Yisrael suffered in these manim. Mainly in Easter. And Yoni Emunah is something to talk about every day. The only mitzvah which applies twice a day, every single day in the year, is Rishma. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. To mention it, Matzah is good once a year. Shofar, Lulav. The mitzvah of Emunah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is every day, twice a day, morning and evening. Some of the vot, I'll try to explain this vot. Achi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. So Samus brings down from his grandfather, the Chiddush Harim, Vachi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Interesting translation. Be'eretz Mitzrayim is Golus, Meramas for Golus. How did Yaakov Avinu, how do we, Klal Yisrael, survive in Golus? Vachi, how do we live through Eretz Mitzrayim? Is through the middle of Yaakov, which is Midas of Emes. Titan Emes Le Yaakov, Midas of Emes. That's Vachi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Interesting to understand what it means. The Gemara, we all know, Moshe Rabbeinu already asked the Kasha, Tzadik V'raloi, why is it Tzadik V'raloi, Rosh V'toivloi? We have questions. The answer is every one of us have questions. The questions, why every one of us goes through these questions. The Kasha is a Shtaki Kasha. The Gemara says there in the second, the first account. The two Malchim in the Gemara, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him. The second Malchim in the Gemara, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't answer him. Kodesh Baruch Hu just said, why? The middle of Echanoi Tisa Asher Ochem, V'richam Tisa Asher Arachim. It's beyond Seichel. We don't understand. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't answer him. But the question is, okay, say this. So you said, V'chanoi Tisa Asher Ochem, V'richam Tisa Asher Arachim, Ava Pish'eina Hogin, V'eina Kedai, even if he's unworthy, he still gets it. Say that. That's good for a wise Rosh V'Tovla, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't answer him why Tzadik. That pasuk doesn't answer the first question, why Tzadik V'Ra'aloi. It only explains why Rosh V'Tovle, but doesn't say why Tzadik V'Ra'aloi. Bechlal Yishver, Lamazung, there are hidden reasons, Tzadik V'Ra'aloi. But the pasuk says, Faket, Im Bechakoyse Talechu, Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Im Bechakoyse Talechu, in Sosvoyza Tishmur, Vasisim Oysam, and in Asati Gishmechem Be'itam, Be'itas Adi Yitin Peroi, or Tzit Be'ilu. The psukim can say different, and then Vim Lois Ishmu Bikoli would be the other way around. So how can you say, how can one say that Chore, it's a stir of it? Oh, there is a Peledigah, first Rashi in Chumash, first Pulsing, Bereshis Boro Lekim Yisra Shemaim Vesoritz. Bereshis Boro Lekim Yisra Shemaim Vesoritz. Rashi says, Bereshis, Eina Mikra Azeh, Oyme Ele Darshuni, you have to say Pshat. What's Bereshis, Boro Lekim? I'm going to tell you the whole Pshat, why? But Rashi brings down the Chazal. The first Pasuk, Bereshis stands for Bishvil Reshis. Bereshis is Bishvil Reshis. The world has been created for the purpose of Reshis. Who's Reshis? Reshis, the Torah is called Reshis. And Klal Yisrael are called Reshis. So b'shvil la Torah, b'shvil Yisrael, shenikro reishis, is boro lekim as ha-shemayim b'soretz. This is in Chazal. Rashi brings it down in Chumash. Pshut ha-shemikro. Something which I've never understood. Push it. How does one need to understand this? That the whole world has been created b'shvil ha-Torah, b'shvil Yisrael, shenikro reishis. We all know the whole world. Let's not talk about the Kechovim, Kechovim, Shema. Let's keep to Elam Hazai Agashmi. Let's keep to Elam Hazai Agashmi. There are 7 or 8 billion people around the world. Many of them have never even heard of a Yid Bichlal. Distant countries. So how am I to understand that all this has been created Bishvil Klal Yisroel? In which way are they serving Klal Yisroel? Even if you would answer me, you will say that everything is linked, because in order to have here a table, you need people working, and they need metal, and they need to go to that country, and that country, linked. It's such a very difficult time. But this, what about Behemoth, Chayes, Voifus, and Dogim Shebayan? All this is being created for Klal Yisrael, for Torah. All of them are serving Klal Yisrael. How am I meant to understand that B'shvil HaTorah, B'shvil Yisrael, Shnei Kresh, the Oif HaShemayim and the Dogim Shebayam, everything is Mishamish Klal Yisrael, Mishamish Torah. B'shvil HaTorah, B'shvil Yisrael, Shnei Kresh. Very difficult to understand. No, Skenzan Pshat is Azul. Skenzan Pshat is Azul. Post Pshat, I'll come back to that soon. There are psukim in the end of Mitzvim. Re'ei nesati lefanecho v'sachayim v'satoiv v'samobes v'saro v'shobein tas klal Yisrael. I'm putting before you chayim and toiv, life and good, v'samobes and ra. And he explains, v'shonechim etzav chayim la'av v'sham alekech v'lechaz b'drocho. Then you bezoichet to chayim. And if not, v'mifne levovcho, you will do then sfakeh et chas v'shol. Finishes off, v'vacharto b'chayim. You should be boiche b'chayim. So Rashi brings down the posuk, moshel, v'vacharto b'chayim, like a father who's dividing his assets, and he takes one of his children and tells him, you know, he has several properties, he says, you know, take this one. This one is a good one. Umamido al-chelik ha-yof, and he tells him, take this. A moshel, we need a moshel for this. I don't understand. You got a pot of chayim, and a pot of chas v'sholom moves, and you need Moshlovenu telling us, v'chartu b'chayim. It's so difficult to understand, v'sasofik, which one to take, chayim and moves. You need Moshlovenu telling us, v'chartu b'chayim. I need Rashi, it's so difficult to understand the Bechata Bechaim, that you need a moshel for this. You bring down a moshel when the nimshel is difficult, you need a moshel to master the nimshel. What's so difficult to understand? You need a Bechata Bechaim, you need a moshel. Ka'odam oimel levnoi, b'chayel b'chayel chelik yofe b'nachlosi, umamid al chelik ha'yofe. I'm seeing a posik for that. Hashem menos chelki b'choisi, ya'ato toimich geroli. You were the one supporting my portion, my choice, because I didn't know what to choose. Now the pshat is azoy, it's a yisod. Let's push it. But one has to chazor on this. On pashtus, on first sight, I don't know what's chaim and toiv. I don't know. Shvori created the world and gave over Torah mitzvahs in a way where I don't know what's chayim and toiv. On first sight, it looks the other way around. Chvayish what's chayim and what's toiv. Who says in yoni rochni more chayim and toiv? Efshe in yoni gashmi is chayim and toiv. Gashmi sticky things, that's just better. We don't know. We can't see. If I can't, on the contrary, say Torah mitzvahs is chayim and toiv. You can't see it. You need someone from the outside to tell you, telling us, I'm telling you, this is good. And for that, you need the moshel. That's the purpose of the moshel. The child doesn't know on the nechosim of his father, the property of his father, which property is good and which one is bad. He taka doesn't know. The child taka doesn't know. So you need the father telling him, I'm telling you now, this is the good one. Trust me, this is the good one. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu telling us. Why taka? This is the sod. The sod from Bris Shemaim Ve'oretz. Kishbochi for there's a kavun el yoyner. Kishbochi created the world with a purpose. It's a big arichas. I don't know whether we have time now for it, but the Yisod HaDvarim is Uvacharto Bachayim. You need a Bechira. Because Baruch Hu created the world in a matzav that the person should have questions. If a person wouldn't have any questions, then there's Shukah Bechira anymore. Then there's no Bechira. The Tachlis, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, is there should be a question. And you should make a choice. If there's no questions, then there's no Bechira. Bechira is when you have two things which are alike and you chose one over the other. If one is good and one is bad, that's not a Bechira. It's obvious. Then there's no mocking for Bechira. So the Eifesh Gemacht is our Oifness, which is Ankashis. The Tachlis Abriya is this. Some people go around, why is it like this? If I can, that's the purpose. If there wouldn't be any kashis, then the bottle, the ganze kibbon al yoinet, everything is bottled. There's no tachlis in the whole Briyash Ma'am Yoritz. The Briyash Ma'am Yoritz says the tachlis should be kashis, and it should be like for like, and a person should choose. Always, every day, it should be as a matzav of kashis, of questions, and a person should choose. If there wouldn't be any kashis, there's no tachlis in the ganze kibbon al sabriya, there's no tachlis in there. Those the pshat, in Tzadik V'Raloi. We said before, Rosh V'Toivlo is Takeh V'Chanoiz is Asher Ochen. If Takeh I'm worthy, V'Chanoiz is Asher Ochen. Tzadik V'Raloi, if it would have been Tzadik V'Toivlo, it's Oiz Bechira. If we see clearly Tzadik V'Toivlo, it's Shtoka Bechira. So Muzan, it's got to be a Tzadik V'Raloi in order for the Tachlis, for the Tachlis HaBriya, for the Kavon HaYoyin and the Briya. And you'll ask me a question we asked in Mechikoisa Telechu. The Pasuk promises, when it's Hatik Shmeidu Meitom, it also is a Bekanti Yisod, we have to know Shlo HaKodesh, a famous Shlo, one has to know. How should we learn, before we come to the Shlo, we learn the Torah was written, let's take the Pasuk, when it's Hatik Shmeidu Meitom. The Gemara says, in Aman Yibri Yameichem, the Gemara brings down the story of the father who told the child, who told his son to go up and do Shlech HaKan, and he fell down, and he died. So Elamai must be, the man Yibri Yomechim, and Meiv HaNechim is talking on Oilem HaSal Yoyin. That means the Pashas, on first sight, we say, as the Torah really is talking, the Torah medaberes betachtoin. It's an agair for this world. Man Yibri Yomechim, and Meiv HaNechim, al Adom, will mean this world. Now, what's then, in Merames, it says, Usim Merames Leil Yoyin. It's Merames for Lemaila. That if there's no Yibri Yomechim on this world, then it could represent Yibri Yomechim. The Shlo HaKodesh says, punkt faket. The Torah is not talking b'chlal on this world. The Torah is menasati g'shmeichem. The Shlo says it regarding, I'll tell you the whole in the background. The Rishonim ask, why is it not mentioned in Torah, it's not mentioned Olam Habo, Gan Eden, all this not mentioned in Chumash. And we all know, Kol Yisrael Shemchelik Olam Habo, and everything we do is Olam Habo, everything we live, the whole world is only the praise of Olam Habo. And here, and the Torah doesn't talk about it. Is the Rishonim talk about the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ram? He brings down the Shlo, brings down all the Rishonim. Each one has his Mahalach to answer the question. Why it's not mentioned Gan Eden, Olam Habo, in Chumash? The Shlo says, no, the Kash is Mikore Kushi later. No, the Kash is not, it's a non-starter. When we see the Pasuk with Nasati Gishmeichem Be'etom, it doesn't mean literally physical rain. Fakir, the Torah is talking Bel Yoinim. It's Miramezes B'tach Toinim. It's meramis for this world. Sometimes gishmeichem will be literally rain. But when the Torah writes menasati gishmeichem be'itom, it means what's called gishmeichem in olam ha'elyon. I don't know what it means, but there's something called olam ha'elyon menasati gishmeichem be'itom, and that's what the Torah is. The Torah is talking about Gan Eden. The Torah is talking about olam ha'bo. This is the teaching of olam ha'bo. The Amos says in the Torah, it says menasati mishkonim v'salachti b'soichem. So Rashi says that clearly it means atay limochem b'gan Eden v'salachti b'soichem means there. Clearly the Torah is talking about yoin. But the Shlo said this is the general rule in Kol HaTorah Kula that the Torah is talking Bel Yoinim, HaTorah Medaberes Bel Yoinim, Om Ramezes B'tachtoinim. Not the other way around. Not Medaberes B'tachtoinim, Ramezes Bel Yoinim. So Mele, it's not a Kashi anymore. The Tzadik is Take Tzadik V'Raloi. In order for that's the Tachlis is on a Kavona Sabriya, there should be a Bechira. That's why the Tzadik V'Raloi. I ask me a question, B'chikoizu Talechu. Avada, the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. How? It'll be Mekuyim. In a ruchnis tigeform. In a Palestinian, because the Torah means a ruchnis tigeform. Amol, sometimes it comes down in a gashmis tigeform, but most times not. Most times it remains in a ruchnis tigeform, as the Shlo HaKodesh says. Then I want to come right back to this Bishvil. Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaToyri, Shani Kureishi, Zborah Lekim, Zashemayim, Zorot. How do we understand? Somewhere the Nekud is as a... In order that I should have a proper Bechira, the Klal Yisrael should have a proper Bechira when one needs a ganze Welt, a huge world with billions of people, and billions of behemoths, v'chayes, v'oifes, v'shkotzim, v'rimosim, v'dogim, and so on, v'chulu, v'chulu, with technology, with rockets, and planes, and boats, and alles, alles, everything what we see in the world. And taki klal Yisrael shetaki be less than 1% of the world. So a person will come to a question, so what is really, yesh manig labira, who needs us? The world is running by itself. Memela, there is a nekudat sabchira. That's a pshat, Bishvil Yisrael. If you imagine, let's go the other way around. Imagine there would have been only two countries in the world. There would be one country, that's Yisrael, let's say, the whole of Klausel would have been there sitting and learning Torah. Then there would be another country, let's say England. And here everything grows, and all businesses are here. And everything goes to Yisrael. Then it would have been no bechira. Everyone would have seen. The ganze Welt, the takhle sabri is ruchnias. Then there's no bechira again. There must be a matzav. There must be a matzav in Azara Gruisevelt. And the person who takes have a question. Hey, wait. I wake up in the morning, I go to shul, I put on tefillin, and there are billions of people who don't. I mean, yes, v'chatu b'chaim. Faket. It brings a murid again. It's the other on the contrary. If the world would have been, it just shows the Kerech HaKadusha and the, how powerful the Kerech HaKadusha, the Kerech Neshama V'Yid. If the world would have been any bit smaller, then the person would have, slightly smaller, than the person taki wouldn't have, it would have been quite clear that the Torah, as the Tachlis is Torah and Mitzvahs. It's got to be so big in the world in order to get the light, to get the balance against Kedusha, you needed to get the balance. If it would have been slightly smaller, then the balance wouldn't have been correct anymore. Wouldn't be equal. Then it wouldn't have been, would have been lacking in the Bechira. It's when you say Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, it doesn't mean how we learn Kipshuto that the Torah is Meshamish. They are Meshamish Klal Yisrael. They are Meshamish. Forget, because I can't see anywhere how they are linked, and because the attack are not linked, that's why they are linked. They build my Bechira. Because they've got no Shaykhs to us, and they're living a life, it's the behemoths, Chayes, V'Oifes, and Goyim, and Musa'ilam, throughout the world. Because of that, they build my Bechira. Faket. That's the Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, Shnikra Reishas. So in order to Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil HaTorah, it's Borah, Lekim, Esa, Shemaim, V'Esa, Oras, everything. Oh, so you might say the question is, one could ask, if that's the case, so Taka, what gives me Taka the power? What gives Taka Klayi the power? He's got the Nasiyonis are so great. That means the Emuna, the Zelo Oma, Zeh Osa Lekim, is so like for like. What gives us Taka the Koyach, the Bechira, to be Boichi B'toiv? It's all very good when Shurabeni tells us the Bechara to Bechayim. But what gives us the power? So we have to go back to Bria Shemaim Boris. The secret lies in the Psukim from Bria Shemaim Boris. It's all we know, as Balaturim Rin says it several times, said, Bereshis Boro Lekim Ace. To the Sofa Tevus is Amos, twice there. Bereshis Boro Lekim is Sof Aleph Mem, and Boro Lekim Ace is again Aleph Mem Sof. Twice written the word Amos. Merum is the word Amos. Rishma and Boro finishes off. The last three words is by Shabbos, Asher Boro Lekim last is again Sofa Tevus Amos. Chesoma Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. What's the name of this? The Pshat is Elikim we all know is Gematria 86. Hateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and Gans Bria Shema and Boris only mentioned channel Elikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that should look like Teva. Everything is run by itself. Alles geht naturally. There's Teva. Because as we said, that was the tachlis is, if there would have been missing Galuyim all the time, it says that even in the time of the Samigdash, with the Yogim and Nissen, there was always, straight in the Rishonim, there was always something to say, Abba, Abba. There was always something to be toiler at Abba, as a Nish Mamish Hazoi, And on the other hand, the koich hara, the koich tumah, where the zara was so strong, and so powerful that it made it like for like again. And there was always a teretz. So Mekenzum, the Nehemiah Rovi didn't go because it was there, because there was always a because. The koich tumah was so great, and he could always answer everything in kedusha. There was always a because. There's always like for like. And when the koich tumah dropped, then the koich kedusha dropped. That's why the nusin. No, listen, gluing, because the koyach atum is not so strong. We haven't got. It's always like for like. We don't have kishuf nowadays because we don't have the tzaddikim which are fighting it. We don't have the great. And on the other hand, let's say the ribuy of Torah, which is nowadays, and the easy, how easy it's access to Torah. This is because we like it. Because if on a press of a button you can get through to anything, you've got to be able to get through to Torah, to Shas, there's art scroll, there's, you know, everything with a press of a button. You could have Shas and Poskim, Nigla, Nista, Kabbalah, whatever you want nowadays. It would never be like that. Because it's got to be like for like. It's got to be like for like. Zeh lo mazeh, because you can look, if you look back throughout the generations, it's always like for like. When Segevesen, Mechashvim, there was the Baal Shem Tov, the Gedol Yisrael. When there were Dibukim, there were Gedol Yisrael to fight the Dibukim. Now we don't have this, there's no Dibukim. It is always like Zeh lo mazeh. Also, like it's always like that. Leila Zazoy. So, Shabbos, first, so back to B'riyah Shemaim, we already said, it's Alas Hashem Olikim. Shabbos, the first time when it's Merumah, it's Yom HaShishi V'Achil HaShemaim, it's Yud Kei Vavke. That's Gilun. Yud Kei Vavke is already not Shem Olikim, that's already Yizgalus. Shabbos, witness Gala De Emes. To a certain degree, everyone is Zoyche to his Shleimus, how he's up to, he's Zoyche to a certain, he's Zoyche to Midas of Emes. And that's why Shabbos it says that Amos, even in Amal Oretz, not Meshakir, doesn't say lies on Shabbos, because Amos Shabbos Olav. Why Dafke Meshakir it doesn't do? Sheker and Emes. Because Shabbos witness Galad the Emes. Shabbos is Midas and Emes, and that's why Shabbos is called Nachlas Yaakov, Rikarticha, Abom Saros, Rikarticha, Nachlas Yaakov, Avicha. Because Yaakov is the Midas of Emes. Why did Titan Emes li Yaakov? That's a ganz arichas. Why is Yaakov Midas of Emes? It's got to do because of Avraham is Chesed, and Yitzchak is Gevura, and Yaakov is Teferes, and Teferes is the Midas of Emes. Why? Now not the time for it. Akoponim, Titan Emes li Yaakov. Mabel is Azoi. The Aibish to Beshafen, the most Beshafen is Balaturim, he says it's Remes of Emes, Emes, Emes. The Aibish to Beshafen the Welt, in Azar Oifim from Teva, of Astora.
Correct.
But if you will be amnestic, if you will be amnestic, you will see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. You've got to be amnestic. And it's exeira in the Bria. It's part and parcel of the Bria. In the Shamalikim, there's a part and parcel that you'll be able to yield with this Koyach Wa'emes, could break through and see Adayvish to feed the Welt. And B'chol Puratev, it's a Kev, who levadoi, as the first time Imam, and Shabbat Rizbosh, who boire, Emanu Yuchol Abruim, who levadoi, also, Bo'isa, Vyasach, Alamas, and a person has the power to do that. And Kodesh Baruch Hu did it in the Bria, in the Oisis HaBria, in these words, which are Boidu Shemaim, which was from the world, Shemaim Voros, there's the Midas Oemes there, which breaks through it. That's the Midas Oemes. That's Pshat, Vachi Yaakov, that's Pshat in this Kodeshirim. Kodeshirim is good to have thoughts, so Samus brings down the vote, he doesn't explain. Vachi Yaakov, Eretz Mitzrayim, Vachi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim. Beretz Mitzrayim is Golus. What gives us the power to be Vayechi Beretz Mitzrayim is Yaakov, that's the Midas of us. And every person has this. Once heard Taka from Rabbi Miller, Zechoin Lebroch in Gateset, Tamol Gezukt, Emunah. I've got two translations. The word Emunah has two translations. Emunah is belief, animamin. And Emunah is also called trustworthy, honesty. Amen, amen. Yeah, Amra Isha, Amen, Amen. Trustworthy. If you're honest, you believe. That's what he said. These two of one shoulders. If you're honest, you believe. So Allah was Sfakis was Amen Shot is Allah's. But if he's honest with himself, this is the Midas Emes. As Amen Shot, the Midas Emes, it's the Yaakov, then it's Vayichi, Beretz Mitzrayim. What comes out with this is, which I mentioned before, Lemaisa, what's the Lemaisa of this Ganze. The Pshat is punkt faket. People who always think, if only there would have been a bit of his galas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu would have showed himself a bit, it would be so much easier for everyone, and the nisyonos of Apikorsis are so great, and etc., etc. If only Kodesh Baruch Hu, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu hiding from us so? Faket. It's like this person who came to a Rav, and he asked him, No, I know the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Balabos, and we have to keep Torah and Mitzvahs, we have to do everything which he says, but why can't he give me one day off? One day. One day, why? Give me one day off. It's like a, what's the joke? It's like a person would say, okay, you know what? I'll serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu every single day of the year, Shema Yisrael, with the Emunah and everything, but one day of the year I want to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once a year, was schlecht. It's a chosim and aib. Hey, if Shema Yisrael, Shema Kena, Shema Chod, it doesn't need explaining. Bechla, it's a person. I'm a trachten ganzer favus azana, zamin astora, zamin astora. Forget that's the tachlis. That is the tachlis. How am I going to survive such a tachlis? About the midas remes, you'll survive. With midas remes, with Torah, with kedusha, with tefillah, a person only. If you want. With the Midas Ramas, you'll see Azam Achi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. Zayin Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Mitzrayim is Magramas for all the Golas in the Ibshah. With the Midas Ramas and with the Munah, I'm talking about the Golas of the Korah. Amen.